Well, let's check sports here this morning. We'll start with girls softball action last night. Atlantic swept a pair from Creston in Hawkeye 10 Conference girls softball play. Atlantic defeating the Panthers 10-3 in the opener. A little tougher in the nightcap, 11-9. Atlantic coming up with the victory in that second game last night. Also around the Hawkeye 10, Clarinda defeated St. Albert 13-3 in the first game of a doubleheader. St. Albert bounced back to win 10-8 in game two. Harlan split a pair with Red Oak, winning 5-4 in the opener. Red Oak took the nightcap 8-5. Denison took two last night from Glenwood, 3-1 and 12-5 in Hawkeye 10 Conference softball. In the girls' Western Iowa Conference softball tournament held at Tri-Center last night, it was Missouri Valley beating Logan Magnolia 6-1. IKM Manning over Trainer 2-1. That was in the semifinal round. Missouri Valley and IKM Manning will tangle for the conference tournament championship. In Rolling Valley Conference girls softball last night, Cam over Arweva 8-3. Glidden Ralston beat Woodbine 15-4. It was West Harrison a 6-2 winner over Coon Rapids Baird. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox over Bedford 9-4. Southwest Valley defeating East Union 14-6. In boys baseball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic wins big last night as they defeat Creston 16-0. Also, Harlan over Red Oak 9-2, and Glenwood took two from Denison 7-4 and 15-8. In Rolling Valley Conference baseball, Arweva defeating Cam 15-3. Coon Rapids Baird over West Harrison 4-2. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Stanton 14-13. East Mills beat Sydney 12-6. Pride of Iowa Conference baseball last night saw Southwest Valley defeat East Union 21-8 and Mount Air downing Nottoway Valley by a 5-2 final score. In Major League Baseball play last night, the Arizona Diamondbacks were clobbered by St. Louis 10-4. Randall Grichuk belted a go-ahead three-run homer in the seventh inning and added a two-run double the next inning to lead the Cardinals. Lance Lynn helped the Cards prevent the Diamondbacks from winning a seventh straight series, allowing just three runs and four hits over six innings of work. Cards pick up the victory. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Chicago over Washington 5-4. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 11-3. New York over Miami 6-3. San Diego shut down Atlanta 6-0. In interleague play, it was Pittsburgh over Tampa Bay 4-0. The L.A. Dodgers beat the L.A. Angels by a 6-2 final. In the American League, Michael Fulmer came within one out of a shutout, and the Detroit Tigers hit three home runs in a 7-3 victory over the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Justin Upton, Ian Kinsler, and Andrew Romine all went deep in that victory for the Tigers. In other American League play yesterday, it was Cleveland over Texas 5-1. Houston beat Oakland 6-1. Baltimore shut down Toronto 2-0. Boston over Minnesota 6-3. The White Sox beat the Yankees 4-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, the Iowa Cubs downing New Orleans 5-2, while Colorado Springs beat Omaha 8-4. In other baseball news, Bartolo Colon's first season with the Braves has ended 3 months early. The Braves have designated the 44-year-old pitcher for assignment one day after he was tagged for 6 runs and 8 hits in 4 innings in a loss at San Diego. The right-hander was 2-8 with an 8.14 earned run average in 13 starts this season for Atlanta. Colon had just completed a 3-year run with the Mets where he was 44-34 with a 3.90 earned run average before signing a free agent deal with the Braves. The 4-time All-Star and 2005 Cy Young Award winner has won 235 games while pitching for 9 different Major League Baseball teams. Well, two of the best players in the NBA's Western Conference are about to become unrestricted free agents. One is expected to re-sign with the NBA champions, but another could be reunited with his college coach. A person with direct knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that Kevin Durant has declined to opt in for the second year of his contract with Golden State. Durant has said that he plans to re-sign with the team that he helped lead to a title earlier this month, his first as a professional. He would now have to reach a new deal after free agency begins on Saturday. Durant is expected to earn about $31.8 million a season under that new deal, a 20% raise over the $26.5 million that he made last season. Meanwhile, a person with knowledge of the situation says that Utah Jazz small forward Gordon Hayward has declined the player option final season on his contract, and he'll test the free agent market. The Jazz have made it clear that re-signing Hayward is their number one priority, but the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat are showing serious interest in the small forward. Hayward was Butler's star player when Celtics coach Brad Stevens ran the Bulldogs program. For Durant, he averaged 25 points, 8.3 rebounds, and 4.8 assists last season, his first as a Warrior. Hayward was named to the All-Star game for the first time last season, as he averaged 21.9 points, 5.4 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game. In golf, David Lingmerth fired a 5-under-65 to grab the first-round lead at the PGA's Quicken Loans National in Potomac, Maryland. The 29-year-old Swede carded 5 birdies during a 7-hole stretch and hit 12 out of 14 fairways to tie for best in the field. He's seeking his second PGA Tour victory and first since the 2015 Memorial. There's a 6-way tie for second place right now with Troy Merritt, Mark Leishman, and Johnson Wagner matching 66s with Nick Taylor, Daniel Summerhays, and Sung Kang. Kirk Triplett is the first round leader at the U.S. Senior Open after matching the lowest round in a PGA Tour Champions Major. Triplett opened with an 8-under-par 62 that included an eagle on the par 4 fourth hole. He birdied 6 of his first 12 holes before holing out a 9-iron from 120 yards for the eagle. Olin Brown is one shot back and one ahead of Doug Garwood. 6 players are at minus 5 in that event in Peabody, Massachusetts. And Palm Beach Gardens police say tennis star Venus Williams caused a car crash that led to the death of a passenger in another vehicle. Police say witnesses told investigators that Williams ran a red light, causing a June 9th wreck that injured 79-year-old Jerome Barson, who died 2 weeks later. The 37-year-old Williams lives in the area of the accident and has not been charged or cited, although the accident remains under investigation. The report says she was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.